twice since I've lived here, and registration, I've, well, I've always had valid registration shown, so they've never asked about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's clean pens over there. Pen.
All right, Richard, you get to start.
All right, so we will call the meeting to order. This is a special meeting of the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission on Thursday, May 6th. Roll call, please, Danielle.
Karen?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here. Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to? Are there any declarations of potential conflicts of interest?
No.
All right. Approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
And a second by Joe to approve the agenda. Any discussion?
Karen?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Comments, I see no public comments here. Action items, action item A, Pacific Seafood Processing Consent and Amended and Restated Lease.
All right, Pacific Seafood sent us a letter saying that they want to be purchasing the plant from BC Fisheries, I guess the bank or whatever, so they asked for consent. And part of that consent is redoing the lease. Port Council and Pacific Seafood made some adjustments to the lease. And some of the notable changes that the lease is going to be restarting July 1st, 2021, and it'll be for 30 years. And it still has an optional renewal for another 30 years. The base rent continues the same schedule as established under BC Fisheries lease. And the insurance requirement from the old lease was increased from $1 million to $2 million. And Martha's online. She, if she wants to add anything that I missed.
Yeah, I'm here. There's not a lot to add. Pacific Seafood requested consent to assign the lease that was in effect. That lease was written back before the facility and the dock were built and rebuilt. And it had a lot of language about the loan the BC Fisheries was getting. And it was just really kind of confusing in that it didn't really apply to present day circumstances. So tried to create a lease that more accurately reflected the current status of facilities, as well as was much more similar and up to date with the provisions in our current leases. So that way we're able to start sort of fresh. The one thing that went along with that, though, is that Pacific Seafood did request to begin the 30-year lease, the initial term anew. BC Fisheries, I think, had 6 years in. So instead of the sort of initial term with Pacific Seafood being 24 years, requesting that it be the 30. We did get them to agree to increase their commercial liability coverage from $1 million to $2 million. of course, even without that, they're still responsible, but it does increase at least the amount of insurance that's available for any liability incidents. And I could answer any questions if any commissioners have any.
Questions? Any? Just so we're clear on the record, this looks like our base rental for the month.
Yes.
How often does that adjust?
Every year is a CPI increase. It's what it says. Increase annually. Yep.
Okay.
To assignment of BC Fisheries lease to Pacific Processing LLC, draft the amendment and restated processing LLC.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? I would just say that I think in terms of the benefit to the port that having this place with Pacific, I say that because Pacific is probably the most, they are a company that has been time, they're fully invested in the West Coast. They are a company I would probably survive some changes in, but I think is a good thing.
And the employees that work there as well.
Okay. Any further discussion? Motion by Joe and a second by Sharon.
Yes. Joe? Ken?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Project DR-4432 and 4452 construction method and drawing approval. Had a workshop on this last week and got the information from our engineering firm back. Do you have anything further to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to add, I did the same kind of overview that we had with Jack, but I added another paragraph in there. Jack and I talked to Morgan Emergency Management Team, which actually it's another form of FEMA that's for the state that oversees the FEMA projects. When we talked to them about this project, they seem to have, I wouldn't say forgotten, but it's got covered up by other events happening in the state and also the country. So they suggested that we move as soon as we can to get a scope of work and a budget to them so they can review it, put it in the system. That's why I'm coming back as earlier than what I anticipated at our regular meeting. That's why we're having this meeting today for this approval. Jack wants to add anything? He's on the line.
No, I don't. It seems pretty clear.
Right. Question.
Forgive me, but there is a tendency or some sort of a shut off, shut on mechanism, perhaps on the phone that prevents feedback or something. But what happens is what I hear on the phone can be sometimes choppy. Sometimes I'll hear everybody quite clearly, and then other times it's like blanked out, and I hear absolutely nothing. And it occurs for a period of about, 3 to 5 seconds usually, or something like that.
We'll look into the technical error.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Going over and being here last week, listening to Jack talk about this project here, the 4432. It makes a lot of sense, economical, or getting the dredger of your own. But there's one thing he's kind of leaving out that I have a little bit of a concern about, and that's the I'm stumbling over the words. I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry. I'm more concerned about the holding tank, Jack. What do you have planned for it? Can you, are we going to smell it? Are we going to see it? Are we going to all of our senses be involved with this? Or how are we going to build this holding tank? Are you just going to put a liner down and pop right in the middle of it and let it flow? Or are you going to cover it up? Or what kind of thought process was in that?
I can probably our last being we mentioned that this was going to fall around it. And it's going to rain. It's going to feel like sand, sorry. And yeah, that'll be visible out there on the ground. Now, I don't believe we've reached final design criteria that for location. We have some proposed, but this, for the purposes of this meeting, point with FEMA. Scope of work won't change. Exactly where it's going to be may be variable. So it will be out there. And as far as smell, we did a scientific smell test. Collected material from the bottom of the port in three different locations to out, and we had to see what the initial odor was and what the lingering odor, if any, was.
The business owner also attended it.
So what was your reaction to what?
There was very little odor to it, but I mean, it was, you know, a very small scale that sampling that we did, so. It's not going to be as, it wasn't as big as what's going to be over there, but what we did review was fine, was issue there. The business owner was right along with us and so.
Yeah, the one sample had more of a organic matter in it than the other sample, and that one very, very slight. I mean, you stuck your nose right in it. I don't see a problem odor.
How about after it dried?
It hasn't had an opportunity to dry for the 3 days.
Fortunately, it rained on it.
Yeah.
But the immediate smell, it starts going away, especially when it starts airing out. I mean, and that's what Jack said, and my experiences of dredging, our previous dredging here at the port when we did the ice house, in any of those cases, no complaints have ever been made about the smell, nor did we ever feel that it became an issue that we needed to address.
I would point out that we're going to certainly do the best we can to mitigate what goes on down here. This is a processing plant here, the crab pots here that I'm hearing, and from talk to our engineer.
I know that there's a lot of designs out there. I mean, yeah, I know this is a dredge. This is something separate. I understand.
this is what I think is always interesting to me when I down to the beach and I go, oh, the ocean doesn't smell. I guarantee you when we're tuna fishing, there's absolutely no odor out there except exhaust fumes from the boat. So what they're smelling is just this. It's land that's being worked. That's what basically the odor is, or rocks, or, you know, barnacles or those. Okay. Question about this.
So when we approve this, we're not approving the whole project as it's going to be exactly done, right? I mean,
no, but you are approving the idea. You're approving the scope.
We can revisit it if something needs to be addressed, we feel needs to be addressed or something.
To what extent?
Well, I don't know because we don't
know. Well, I mean, every time we vote and we approve things, we're slowly locking things in. So,
we're approving a large, very large project for a long time.
What I see is what we're approving here is we're approving the scope of work that's been laid out by the engineer. So one of the pieces is all reconstruction, bank reconstruction. The other piece is the dredging piece, dredge and then doing maintenance. That's what we're approving. The final details, I mean, I would guess that the site location that we've already been shown as the proposed site location is probably going to be the right one. That doesn't mean that we couldn't look at other alternatives. You know, for example, we could, instead of building those large storage buildings, right, we could move them over to the business control, build them in there behind the motel, and then use the green building site for us or for gear storage, or put this over somewhere on this side.
Look, yeah, right.
But
exactly.
I mean, so the final detail, I don't think is we'd have to evaluate these others. But take this action, we're committing the work to this.
Right. Well, and we need to do the FEMA project. I know that, but there's a lot of things we don't know about the dredge. I don't know. Maybe our employees, maybe the manager, maybe there's things they don't know about it either. I mean, do you know how many people it's going to take to run the dredge and how we're planning on replacing those people? And is the dredge company going to come and do training with us and maintenance training? I mean, these things I think are very important. And the other thing that I didn't see is the storage building that we need to build is not even listed on the list. So, I mean, how does it fit in?
Storage building for what?
For the dredge and the lift. So, as long as you guys have all that covered, that's fine.
I thought it was covered in our pack that was all enumerated. Not the training necessarily about the dredge, but the building was.
The dredge will come with training. The dredge will have on-site training. The dredge will. We're not just buying a piece of equipment and they're saying, here you go.
Okay.
That's not the way.
I don't know.
It was along the lines. I'm kind of picturing it's along the lines in this. They're stating the same thing when the state bought the state dredge. They sent the manufacturers. Trainer down, and we spent 2 weeks with them, and they don't cut you loose with it without you knowing what you're doing.
I don't think liability side of that. I don't think the port $1,000 piece of equipment will say have fun. I mean, it doesn't work like that. Okay.
If I may.
Go ahead.
So today we're looking for the board to approve the scope of work that Jack produced the budget. With inflation happening, $4 million may not give us everything that we want, but we need to have the scope of work and our system of doing the work approved you don't want to adjust that, because if we adjust that, we go to like a big dredge to come in here, cost more money. They won't, FEMA won't give us more money. We approve this and change our mind later. So once we approve the system, we're kind of locked into the system moving forward. Now, our scope of work for the construction, you know, like the RV park or paving, that may have to be trimmed back depending on inflation and the cost and stuff. Because if we go over $4 million, we're going to be looking at our 25% matching.
Or backlog, we may have to find.
Right. Well, one or the other, right.
Well, I would note that approving this particular project knocks out two of the large pieces and maintenance dredging. Plan calls for dredging 1,000 yards of material out. Also talks about the idea of having maintenance dredging follows the plan.
And it also helps our industrial stormwater issues that we have. That's kind of like a third piece of the puzzle that we're actually trying to achieve.
Okay.
And I think if we have to scale down at all, I do believe that our stormwater issue should be the main issue, because we have the other things. So, but that should.
I'll make a motion. Recommend a motion to approve FEMA DR 4432 and DR 4452 projects as presented by EMC Engineering Scientists. Approve Jack Aikens, EMC Engineering Science and Port Manager, to continue pursuing FEMA funding and permitting of the repairs and mitigation work, and authorize the port manager to sign all documents and agreements on behalf of the Port of Brookings Harbor to secure FEMA funding for these projects. FEMA projects included are repairs to Basin 2 slopes and drainage, approximately 38,000 cubic yards, Basins 1 and 2, which also includes purchasing dredging equipment and system as described in the presentation. Mitigation measures included our RV park, storm drainage on Kite Field, paving and storm drainage in the boat yard, which includes boat washing, water recycling unit, and paving and storm drainage in the gear storage and receiving dock areas. I won't repeat it.
Okay. We have a second.
I second it.
All right, we have a motion by Ken and a second by Joe to move forward with the FEMA project. Further discussion.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yep. Okay. At this point, I'm going to move into the Collect Northwest Collections. Prior to doing that, we are going to go into executive session. So, this executive session of the Port of Brookings Harbor Board of Directors is called pursuant to Oregon Revised Statutes 192.60 sub 2 sub H. Consult with counsel concerning the legal rights and duties of a public body with regard to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. Any member of the media that is here may remain. However, the board will require that any information derived from this meeting not be disclosed pursuant to our Oregon Revised Statute 192.660. With that, we will adjourn this meeting and move into executive session.